The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In recent days, Colorado has passed a law which protects homosexuals and other sexual deviants from, quote, discrimination in the hiring practices of businesses. It goes so far as to stipulate that bathrooms shall no longer be divided between men and women. This means in Colorado, any sexual pervert could follow your child into a bathroom and be protected by law. It's an outrage. Also, the governor of New York has now declared by executive order that his state will recognize homosexual, quote, marriage, which has been performed in other states or nations. But likewise, right here in Kentucky, our governor, Steve Beshear, has recognized homosexuality as being normal by declaring that state agencies cannot refuse to hire someone just because they're a homosexual. All of this is simply an attack on the biblical institution of marriage. Once again, the battle boils down to, do we live by the Bible or Babel? The word Babel means confusion. We will live by the Bible, or we will sink into the cesspool of confusion. The Bible tells us what true marriage is. It records how God created man in His own image, and then took the woman from his side, put her into a separate body, and brought her to the man. Had God wanted to create another man, He could have done so, but He didn't. He took the female part of man out of Adam's body, brought her to Adam, who named her woman. In the next verse, she is referred to as Adam's wife, thus revealing God had joined them together in marriage. Because Adam and Eve thought with God, they agreed in their thinking about who God is, who they were, and what His plan for them was. God revealed to them that their purpose was to have children who would have opportunity to likewise come to know and think with God. This is what covenant means. The meeting of minds. This covenant between one man, one woman, and God would be the nurturing place of the next generation. Homosexuality is Satan's design to destroy biblical marriage. This is why the Bible is plain in its condemnation of the act of homosexuality. The New Testament plainly declares, "Do not be deceived. Homosexuals will not inherit the kingdom of God." The Old Testament reveals how God rained fire and brimstone down onto the two cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and completely destroyed them for their tolerance of homosexuality. God knows homosexuality will destroy the family because it redefines what family is. Make no mistake about it, to treat homosexuality as a minority group is to destroy the family which God ordained. President Ronald Reagan summed up the good family life does as good as anyone I've ever heard. He stated, quote, "The family has always been the cornerstone of American society. Our families nurture, preserve, and pass on to each succeeding generation the values we cherish. It is essential that each of us remember that the strength of our families is vital to the strength of our nation." To preserve the family is to preserve society's foundation on which liberty rests. Shouldn't you stand for the family by standing against the homosexuals' push for dominance? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again is heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.